Ah?
Am I not fallen away vilely since his last action?
Oh.
Do not bait. Do not dwindle. My skin hangs about me like an old lady's loose gown. I'm withered. Like an old apple drawn. And I repent. And that suddenly, while I'm in some liking, I shall be out of heart sooner than I shall have no strength to repent. And I've not forgotten what the inside of a church is made of. I'm a peppercorn, a brewer's horse. That's the inside of a church. Company! Villainous company has been the spoil of me.
Sir John, you are so fretful, you cannot live long.
Where is it? Come, sing me a bawdy song, make me merry.
Ah, no, yeah.
Oh, no, it's just... I've been as virtuously given as a gentleman need to be virtuous enough. A small little dice not above 7 times a week. Went to a bawdy house not above 1¼ of an hour. Paid money that I borrowed 3 or 4 times. Lived well and in good compass. And now I live out of all order, out of all compass.
You are so fat, Sir John. You must needs be out of all compass. Out of all reasonable... compass, Sir John.
Do thou amend thy face, and I'll amend my life. Thou art our admiral. Thou bearest the lantern in the poop, but 'tis in the nose of thee. Thou art the knight of the burning lamp.
What, Sir John? My face does you no harm.
No, I was sworn. I make as good use of it as many a man doth of a death's head or a memento mori.
Huh?
I never see thy face, but I think of hellfire and Dives that lived in purple. There he is in his robes, burning, burning. Oh, thou art a perpetual triumph, an everlasting bonfire light. Thou hast saved me 1,000 marks in links and torches, walking with thee in the night betwixt tavern and tavern. With the sack that thou hast drunk me. With a bought me lights as good cheap as the dearest chandlers in Europe. And maintain that salamander of yours with fire any time this 32 years. God reward me for it.
Flannel, my face were in your belly.
God have mercy. So should I be sure to be heart-burned. Hello, Dame Partus, the hen. Have you inquired yet who picked my pockets?
Well, what do you think, Sir John? Do you think I keep thieves in my house? I have searched, I have inquired, man by man, boy by boy, servant by servant. A tithe of a hair was never lost in my house before.
You lie, hostess. Bardolph was shaved and lost many a hair. And I'll be sworn my pocket was picked. Go, Sue, you're a woman, go.
Oh, I know I defy thee. God's light, I was never caught so in mine own house before.
Go, Sue, I know you well enough.
No, Sir John. You do not know me, Sir John. I know you, Sir John. You owe me money, Sir John, and now you pick a quarrel to beguile me of it. I bought you 12 shirts to your back.
Jowlers, filthy jowlers, and gave them away to bakers' wives, and they made bolsters on them.
Oh, now's I'm a true woman. Holland, 8 shillings, an ale. You owe money here besides, Sir John, for your diet and by drinking some money lent you £24.
He had his share of it, let him pay.
He? Oh, well, that is poor. He has nothing.
How poor? Look at his face. What call you rich? Let him coin his nose. Let him coin his cheeks. I'll not pay him, Daniel. What, will you make a yonker of me? Shall I not kick my knees and mine in? But I shall have my pocket picked. I have lost a sealed ring of my grandfather's was worth 40 marks.
Jesus, I heard the prince tell him, I know not how what, that that ring was copper.
How? The prince is a jack, a sneaker's blood. And he were here and cuddle him like a dog if he should say so.
Down, my lad. What is that sort of thing?
My
lord, will you hear me?
Let alone, listen to me.
What is that, Jack?
The other night, I fell asleep here behind the arras and had my pocket picked. This house is turned boarding house, they pick pockets.
What did I lose, Jack?
You believe it, Hal?
and three or four bonds worth £40 apiece, and a seal ring of my grandfather's.
A trifle, some eight-penny matter.
Oh, so I told you, my lord, and I said that I heard your grace say so. No. And my lord, he speaks most vile of you, like a foul-mouthed man as he is, and said he would counsel you. No.
What he did?
There's neither faith, truth, nor womanhood in me else.
There's no more faith, indeed, than in a stewed prune.
Oh!
Go, you thing, go!
Say, what? What thing?
What thing? Well, thing to thank God on.
Oh, I'm no thing to thank God on. And setting thy knighthood aside, thou art a knight to take
care. And setting thy womanhood aside, thou art a beast to say otherwise.
Say, what beast thou name thou?
What beast? Why, an otter.
Oh.
An otter, said John.
Why an otter? Because she's neither fish nor flesh, and a man knows not where to have her.
Thou or any man know where to have me. Thou mayst thou.
Thou mayst thou. Charge an honest woman with picking thy pocket. Why, thou whoreson, impudent, embossed rascal. If there were anything in my pockets but were tavern reckoning, memorandums of bawdy houses, and one pennyworth of sugar candy to make thee long-winded. If my pockets were enriched with any other injuries but these, I am a villain.
You will confess, then, that you picked my pocket?
It appears so, by the story.
Who says I forgive thee? Go make ready breakfast. Cherish thy servants and look to thy guests. They pretty be gone. Now, how to the news in court for the robbery, lad? How is that answer?
Oh, my sweet beef, I must still be good angel to thee. Oh, the money is paid back again.
Oh, I like not that paying back. Tis a double labor.
I'm good friends with my father and may do anything.
For robbing the exchequer, the first thing thou dost.
No, my lord, I have procured thee, Jack, a charge. Of foot.
Bottle!
Oh, my lord! This letter to Lord John of Lancaster, my brother John. Yeah. This to my lord of Westmorland. Yeah. Jack, meet him tomorrow in the temple hall at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
There shall by know thy charge and there receive money and order for their furniture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Burning! Percy stands on high, and either we or they must lower!
Breakfast come. Oh, I could wish this tavern were my drum.